USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump condemned Wednesday's violence at the Capitol building.
President Trump has condemned the Wednesday protest at Capitol Hill that turned into a riot with the Capitol building stormed by protesters. In a video shared on social media, the president promised that those who broke the law would face justice.
America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
SpaceX kicked off what is expected to be another launch-packed year by delivering a Turkish communications satellite to orbit Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
The man convicted of murdering three people and severely wounding another 260-plus is suing the federal government. Jakar Sarnev, convicted of the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, says the confiscation of a white baseball cap and a bandana and a limit of 3 showers a week as part of his alleged mistreatment that he claimed contributed to his mental and physical decline. He's demanding $250,000. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun announced his resignation Thursday after protesters overran his officers and prompted condemnations from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Washington, including a call for him to step down by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. 5 people in all died in Wednesday's violence. Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed Air Force veteran. The unidentified officer has been placed on administrative leave and an investigation has begun. A Capitol Police officer also died after suffering a stroke, perhaps brought on by being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher earlier in the riot. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League. First round of the playoffs will see 6 games played, 3 on Saturday and 3 on Sunday. Saturday's matchup between Seattle and Los Angeles was addressed this week by Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll.
You know, if you look at who we've been playing the last 3 weeks, these guys are really good, and they've made a difference. I don't think the defenses early in the year were playing to this level, and so it's a different, you know, it's a different set of circumstances we're up against, and these guys, here we go with the Rams. Rams are best in the NFL, you know, so these guys are really, really tough in all phases. So we're getting ready to go put together a game plan and execute the things that we can do. We're going to mix our game, do the things that we like doing, and see if we can find a way to get enough points to win a game. And whatever it is, it is. I don't care about the numbers before, the stats, or any of that stuff. It doesn't matter. This is, all that stuff's gone. It doesn't matter at all right now. It's what happens now that counts. And so, We couldn't be more fired up to go to this game and see if we can find our way to win.
Rams at the Seahawks will be played at 4:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. The other games on Saturday will be the Indianapolis Colts at the Buffalo Bills for the early game and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Washington Football Team for the late game. On Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens at the Tennessee Titans is the early game. The midday game will be the Chicago Bears at the New Orleans Saints. And the late game Sunday will be the Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers, 8:15 p.m. on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.